taxonomy, there are two parts of it that I think make it really unique. One is its comparative basis. You generally specialize in one group of plants or animals, and then you study every species in that group and you compare them to each other. You get to work out their evolutionary relationships, which is wonderful. Suddenly, this amazing diversity, almost unbelievable diversity you see in their morphology and their natural history, suddenly all makes sense. Everything falls in place once you understand their evolutionary history. And so you're in the business of discovering species, describing them, constantly testing species. We go out and collect new data and new specimens all the time to test our previous ideas about species. And then you work out these evolutionary relationships. And then in the end, the ultimate expression of this is a classification so that every species is put in a genus with its closest relatives and all the genera are put together in a family with their closest relatives and so forth. And the value in this is that it becomes predictive. And where we see this unbelievable diversity and chaos when we look at the biosphere, suddenly taxonomy makes sense of that. It puts it all into this predictable framework so that I can predict that the beetles I study will have similar feeding habits to their related species, even before I've got evidence of that. And then the other end product are names. We create the vocabulary for biodiversity. With taxonomy, we give you the words with which you can communicate with other scientists precisely about just which plant and animal you're referring to. And without that vocabulary, it would be almost impossible to retrieve and communicate data. The other thing is a more emotional sort of thing that I think is unique in taxonomy, and that is being part of an enterprise that spans centuries. When I specialize in a group, I find myself sitting in a museum in Paris or Berlin or London looking at specimens described hundreds of years ago, and I'm actually holding the physical specimen in my hand that a scientist held 200 years ago, and I'm reading his words and trying to get in his head and understand what he's telling me about the uniqueness of the species. And it's that physical connection that's so unique. And I always make the analogy of visiting a battlefield. We can read about Gettysburg. It's something else to stand on the blood-soaked soil and think about what happened in that place. And it's the same thing as that physicality of those specimens that uniquely link these scientists across the generations in a way that I can't think of another science where that happens in the same way.
That's really, really interesting.
It is cool.
It's almost as though someone has started work and they're leaving behind clues. As you're saying, you're trying to figure out what they were thinking, and it's up to you to further that.
That's exactly right. And that happens in all science, of course. That's why, you know, Isaac Newton famously said if he had seen further, it's because he stood on the shoulder of giants. Sometimes in science, you have the luxury of forgetting to acknowledge those giants. In taxonomy, you can't, because if you name a species, that name is permanent. Even if I come along later and decide you made a mistake and I sink your name, I can never do away with it. We always keep your name available just in case you actually did have it right when new data emerges. And so there's this sort of permanence of taxonomic work and permanent recognition of that work, which is also quite unique in science.
So if you're looking for a field that gives you full credit, you found it.
This is as close to immortality as you can hope, no doubt about it.
You founded this institute, and we're wondering if it's kind of a mission to you to bring more attention to the field and to the findings.
Absolutely. I love taxonomy. I was a taxonomist as a kid before I knew the word. Not a very sophisticated one, but I've had the opportunity to pursue this love affair with nature. And I'm really concerned that it's been out of fashion for the last 25 years or so. And I want to make sure that young people who fall in love with some group of plants or animals have the same chance to pursue that love and interest as I did. And there's another reason to be concerned about this, which is the biodiversity crisis. It's estimated at the current rate of species extinctions that we could enter a mass extinction event within 300 years. And what that means is the loss of 75% of all kinds of plants and animals. The humans have never experienced anything close to this. The last time this happened is when the dinosaurs disappeared 65 million years ago. And you can say, well, you know, the Earth bounced back from that one, and it did. The bad news is that it took tens of millions of years to bounce back. And that's going to be a long time as humans to sit around waiting for that diversity to reappear. It's much easier to preserve the diversity we have now than to risk losing so much. And it's going to be the taxonomists who provide the basic data and our ability to monitor rates of extinction and intervene, try to assure that as much biodiversity is sustained in the future as possible. So there are many, many reasons we should be concerned about the health of taxonomy.